Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
The cattle futures market ended negative today on feeder cattle and live cattle. The weakest contracts were the February live cattle at $126.77. They closed on their lows down $1.05. Now, overnight, we did see 50 deliveries. The oldest date currently is June 21st. So there are quite a few deliveries, and it seems like the last 3 days or so and about 100 contracts delivered against that June 21st date. So a lot of action back there in June, it appears. Box beef at midday was slightly higher on choice. It was up 65 cents, select down 15 cents. Cash last week, I've seen all the way up to 126, which is near where the Fab live cattle are. They're 126.77. Packer margins and feedlot margins are both positive. Packer margins coming down a touch, 99.05. Feedlot margins a positive $118 a head. So those are both really good. It looks like this freezing rain over the last couple of weeks and then also fluctuating temperatures, big swings from high to low, can cause quite a bit of distress and maybe push those cattle on out a little bit further. Maybe add 2 to 4 weeks to those cattle. It looks like this month's cattle on feed report, or the January cattle on feed report, will be released February 22nd, which pushes the February 22nd cattle on feed report out to March 8th.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Coming up Friday, March 1st, it's Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 466 Angus and 54 Hereford bulls that'll be selling. You can attend the sale in person at the ranch in Yukon, or you can bid in real time on liveauctions.tv or at Superior Video Livestock Auction. You can go to www.expressranches.com for complete information about the Spring Bull Sale, including the sale book and sale videos. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 1st, 12 noon.
Today's grain action had quite a bit of excitement here. We had a really fast soybean rally. Beans closed up 11 to 12 cents. About 10.05 to 10.30, the soybeans took off rallying here. And it looks like most of the rally was driven by optimism over a U.S. and China trade deal. A delegation from the United States has arrived in Beijing today to start the latest round of discussions. There's quite a bit of optimism toward that. Also, it looks like we might have an aversion of the U.S. government shutdown, which would have happened on the 15th. There's quite a bit of chatter going on in that world, and that has, across the board, markets rallying here today. Currently, the equities are up really strong. Dow Jones is up about 380, so that's really been good. Corn was up about a nickel today. We had 122,000 metric tons of corn sold to an unknown destination, so that's helping. And then wheat was pretty disappointing again, as we made new contract lows yesterday and then again today on the Kansas City wheat. That puts July at 503 and a quarter, so a pretty disappointing close there for that wheat contract. If you look at the seasonal tendency for that wheat contract, it really sells off until about April or May, or the end of March through the first of May. So there's still some seasonal downside tendency for those wheat contracts. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.